Good evening, everybody. Happy Hanukkah to one and all. Zos Hanukkah. This is it. This is the eighth and final evening, and tomorrow's going to be the eighth and final day of the holiday of Hanukkah. I was reading Rabbi Victor Miller. He said it wasn't that long ago we were standing praying to God, please give us a few months more of life. We'll say what we can do. If you're alive, Rabbi Victor Miller says, you have been granted the life that you asked for, and you should celebrate. You should be very grateful to Hashem that he gave you the good health and the life that you requested. So let's make the most of it. Let's light our candles tonight. Enjoy the final evening. If you're in Blue Ash, enjoy the Chinese in a movie. If you're anywhere else in Cincinnati, enjoy the Indian food, okay? Because that's really all that's open throughout the city. Amma's Kitchen and the Chabad of Blue Ash. We have a job to do. We're going to complete our reading of First Maccabees. It doesn't mean that the first book of First Maccabees is done. It goes on for 16 chapters. We're going to just read the eighth. But we've already seen the build-up to the story of Hanukkah. We saw how they established the holiday of Hanukkah. And for the next eight chapters, it's going to be a lot of, you know, infighting among the Jews and what else is new. And I just don't know if it really requires us to meet at 6:30 and to read material that's just not 101% relevant to the establishment of the holiday of Hanukkah. We already saw that. So without further ado, this is going to be a chapter. It's going to revolve around the Romans, how the Jews are going to reach out to the Romans for help. And we know how well that worked out at the end of the day. Let's see, chapter 8, and we'll call it a series. Okay, because if anybody wants to do more, I guess we could do that informally or whatever. But this will probably conclude our Hanukkah special series of Hanukkah Shiurim about First Maccabees. Chapter 8, the book of First Maccabees. Now Judah had heard of the fame of the Romans, that they were mighty and valiant men, and such as would lovingly accept all that joined themselves unto them. Meaning, they liked it when people, you know, made contracts with them and joined up with the Romans. Romans appreciated that. And they also lovingly accepted and made a league of amity with all that came unto them. They were happy to cut a deal and make a contract with anybody who wanted to join up with them. Excuse me. And that they were men of great valor. It was told him also of their wars and noble acts which they had done among the Galatians, and how they had conquered them, how the Romans conquered the Galatians and brought them under tribute. And what they had done in the country of Spain for the winning of the mines of the silver and gold which is there. And that by their power, and imagine that, this is like 150 years before the Common Era, and the Romans had already basically conquered the country which we have come to know as Spain, which is about as far west as you're going to go without falling off the end of the earth, I guess they felt. And this is what they did in the country of Spain. They got the mines of silver and gold, which is there. And that by their policy and patience, they had conquered all the place, though it were very far from them. Yeah, Spain is a little bit of a boat ride from Rome. And they still made it, and they conquered the place, and the kings also that came against them from the uttermost part of the earth, till they had discomfited them. The Romans, of course, discomfited their enemies and given them a great overthrow, so that the rest did give them tribute every year. Everybody learned their lesson and paid taxes to the Romans. Beside this, he heard how they had discomfited in battle Philip and Perseus, king of the Ketims, with others that lifted up themselves against them and had overcome them. The Romans overcame all their enemies. How also Antiochus, the great king of Asia, that came against them, came against the Romans in battle, having 120 elephants with horsemen and chariots and a very great army, was discomfited by them. The Romans beat Antiochus. And how they took him alive and covenanted that he and such as reigned after him should pay a great tribute and give hostages and that which was agreed upon. And the country of India and Media and Lydia and of the goodliest countries which they took of him and gave to King Eumenes. So the Romans are just completely despoiling whoever they were defeating, and they despoiled Antiochus. Moreover, how the Grecians had determined to come and destroy them, and that they, meaning the Romans, having knowledge thereof, sent against them, against the Greeks, a certain captain, and fighting with them, slew many of them, many of those Greeks, and carried away captives their wives and their children, and spoiled them, meaning, and they despoiled them, they took their money, and took possession of their lands, and pulled down their strongholds, and brought them to be their servants unto this day. The Romans were beating up their enemies. It was told to Judah, besides, how they destroyed and brought under their dominion all of the kingdoms and isles that at any time resisted them. But with their friends and as such as relied upon them, they kept amity. With their friends and those who relied upon the Romans, they had a relationship. And that they had conquered kingdoms both far and nigh, insomuch as all that heard of their name were afraid of them. Also that whom they would help to a kingdom, those reign. Whoever they installed as king, that's who was in charge. And whom again they would, they displace. Finally, that they were greatly exalted. Yet for all this, none of them wore a crown, or was clothed in purple, to be magnified thereby. This is before the emperors came on the scene in Rome. They were still, it was a republic, and they were being led by the Senate. If you want to hear proof of that, listen to the next verse. Moreover, how they had made for themselves a Senate house, wherein 320 men sat in council daily, consulting always for the people, to the end they might be well ordered. And that they committed their government to one man every year, who ruled over all their country, and that all were obedient to that one, and that there was neither envy nor emulation among them. In consideration of these things, Judah chose Uipolemus, the son of John, the son of Akos, and chose Jason, the son of Eleazar, and sent them to Rome to make a league of amity and confederacy with them. Let's cut a deal with the Romans. And to entreat them, also part of the deal, to beg the Romans that they would take the yoke from them. For they saw that the kingdom of the Grecians did oppress Israel with servitude. Isn't that something? Even after all the battles and all the victories of Judah, he's hooking up with Rome because he wants to be relieved of the constant fighting. Because he's seeing that the kingdom of the Grecians did oppress Israel with servitude. That's really something. They went therefore to Rome, which was a very great journey, and came into the Senate, where they spake, and they said, Judas Maccabeus with his brethren and the people of the Jews have sent us unto you to make a confederacy and peace with you, and that we might be registered your confederates and friends. So that matter pleased the Romans well. And this is the copy of the epistle which the Senate wrote back, again, in tables of brass, and sent to Jerusalem, that there they might have by them a memorial of peace and confederacy. Here's what they wrote. Good success be to the Romans, and to the people of the Jews, by sea and by land forever. The sword also, an enemy, be far from them. If there come first any war upon the Romans or any of their confederates throughout all their dominion, the people of the Jews shall help them as the time shall be appointed with all their heart. Neither shall they give anything upon them. Neither shall they give anything unto them, that make war upon them, or aid them with victuals, weapons, money, or ships, as it has seemed good unto the Romans. You're not going to be allowed to help out the enemy of the Romans. Can't give them anything. Can't give them food, weapons, money, ships. But they shall keep their covenants without taking anything therefore. In the same manner also, if war come first upon the nation of the Jews, the Romans shall help them with all their heart, according as the time shall be appointed them. Neither shall victuals, meaning food, neither shall food be given to them that take part against them, that take part against the Romans, that take part against the Jews. No food will be given to the enemies of the Jews, or weapons, or money, or ships, as it hath seemed good to the Romans, but they shall keep their covenants, and that without deceit. They shall keep their covenants without any treachery, falsity. According to these articles, did the Romans make a covenant with the people of the Jews. Howbeit, if hereafter the one party or the other shall think meet to add or diminish anything, they may do it at their pleasures, and whatsoever they shall add or take away shall be ratified. Well, it's quite a contractual term. If you want to take away something or add something, feel free to do it, and it's going to be automatically, ratified. Wow. And as touching the evils that Demetrius doeth to the Jews, we have written unto him, saying, wherefore hast thou made thy yoke heavy upon our friends and confederates, the Jews? If therefore they complain any more against thee, we will do them justice and fight with thee by sea and by land. And that concludes chapter 8. Wow. Look at that. Over Shabbos, we came across 2 Maccabees, and we wanted to see what the origin story for Hanukkah was over there. And we found it in 2 Mac chapter 10. Let me go over there and give you a special little read. We'll call it a day. 2 Maccabees, chapter 10, I believe. Here you have a story of the seven brethren and their mother. That comes down to us in 2 Maccabees. The story of Hannah and the seven boys. Okay? Funny. Isn't that something? Can't seem to find it at the moment. That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for joining us for the 8 chapters of 1 Maccabees. Let's talk, next year around Hanukkah time. And if you want to hear the book of 2 Maccabees, I guess we can arrange that. Could be fun. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank Jake and I want to thank Mitch up in sheer enjoyment land for making these classes possible. For those people who want to hear it on the rebound, couldn't hear it live, but they'll hear it some other time. Thank you very much. I want to wish everybody a very happy Hanukkah. A joyful, healthy, and safe last day of Hanukkah. Enjoy it. As you go about your business, traveling for pleasure or business, please be careful. Shul Plotzker signing off now for Gulf Manor Synagogue and our School of Jewish Studies. Thank you so much for being able to join us every evening. Erev Shabbos, it was early in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, so please look for that class. Hopefully you're able to join us. Thank you so much for doing so. Everybody have a very enjoyable last day of Hanukkah. All best. God bless you. Take care and be well. Bye-bye.